This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for shows and tours.
Presented through the generosity of Daniel Meyer and the Palm Springs International Airport. The website I just love, flypsp.com.
Hey, Joey pals. This is Daniel Meyer. I wanted you to know that Palm Springs International Airport now has 35 nonstop routes and 13 airlines in season and 16 year-round nonstop routes and 9 year-round airlines. Come fly with us.
Movies at the Camelot Theaters. You've got a free one. Best popcorn in town. psculturalcenter.org. 325-6565. They're having Screwball Sundays. Films that are retrospective, featuring classic screwball comedies on Sundays. They're doing this through June 18th. Gift certificate from JT's Diner, JT's Diner, palmdesert.com, 674-7800. And here comes one of my favorites. They're all my favorites. They're food. Who am I kidding? Lou Chow's in the Rimrock Shopping Center. Lou Chow's, palmsprings.com. My son Tyler and I had dinner there last Wednesday. Great, great, great. 655-0045.
Hello, Joey pals. It's Dan from Oscars and Lou Chow's in Palm Springs. I want to see your beautiful faces at my restaurants. Come check them out. Lou Chow's opened a few weeks ago, and of course, everyone knows Oscars. We'll see you at the shows.
And Dan's other restaurant, Oscars Cafe and Bar, OscarsPalmSprings.com, 325-1188. Listen, the fun things. Bitchiest brunch on Saturday at 10. Bitchiest brunch Sunday with Anita Rose. It's where I get all my makeup tips from the drag queens. At 10 and 1, Mimosa Men, the male dance review on Saturdays at 1, Oscars Cabaret Night, Saturday night at 7. So many other wonderful things. Check it all out, OscarsPalmSprings.com. And CV Rep, I've got 4 tickets for you to Once, the Tony Award-winning play that runs through March 12th. Joey Pals, it's fabulous. CVrep.org. You know where it is on Cathedral City, and it works this way. We'll use Joey's 3 kits. Be the third caller at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number 3, I don't know, I may keep Lou Chow's. I'll mail out the Camelot, JT's, Lou Chow's, Oscars, and the tickets to CV Rep. And thank you for making this show what you have. You know, all I ever wanted to do was have babies, sing, and be an entertainer. The first two got to do, still doing the third one. Couldn't have done it without my Joey pals. Okay, Joey pals, it's time to take a little flight around Palm Springs. You want to do that? Let's go over to the Palm Springs Air Museum, which means we say hello to Ann Greer.
Hi, Joey. So good to be with you.
Yes. Gosh, 2 things we really love, radio and the Palm Springs Air Museum.
Yes. And oh my gosh, this month we have so many activities. So first of all, this Saturday, we've got the Canadian Military Tribute, and we've got a full program. 11 a.m. is a program on the military alliances, strengths and weaknesses, how and why it matters, followed by the Palm Springs Air Museum Pipe and Drum Band, followed at 1 o'clock by a program on the 5 iconic aircraft that made the Royal Canadian Air Force. So the presenter is going to go over 100 years of history from 1924 and projecting into next year about the 5 iconic aircraft. So that's Saturday, March 4th. Then the following week on March 11th, where we are doing a blood drive, so with live stream, so that's good. And then at 1 o'clock is our program on Bad to the Bone, all about the B-1B Lancer, 1-8 Lancer. So anyway, this will be a really good program on the evolution of this bomber and how it's now part of the mainstream, and they anticipate that this will be flying well into 2040.
Do we have? We don't have one of those at the museum.
No, we don't have a B-1 Boeing bomber. And then on the following Saturday, the 18th, that's a full weekend, we've got the fabulous Dr. Edward Gordon, and he is speaking on Japan Strikes at Dawn, and it's all about the Japanese strikes at Pearl Harbor and Singapore and the Philippines, and was it conspiracy or foul up? How were they able to be so victorious during these first 91 days, in only 91 days?
Now, you know, there's been a lot done and reported and movies made, blah, 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 about Pearl Harbor Day. I bet Dr. Gordon's got a new take on all of that.
Well, Dr. Gordon is going to, Pearl Harbor is part of it, but it's also everything that they did in terms of attacking the Philippines and Singapore.
I didn't know about Singapore.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you could do a whole program just on the Japanese with Singapore and, of course, the Japanese with China. You know, the rape of Nanking and everything. Anyway, so that's on the 18th. So Dr. Gordon will tell you all about those events.
Now, you just pay your admission, mm-hmm. go into the Air Museum, and you can go to the talk.
Yes. These programs are free with museum membership, or you just pay your admission to go in. Now, the next day on Sunday, we have a really special, because right now, of course, we have the Snoopy and the Red Baron traveling exhibit, which is from the Charles M. Schulz Museum. And on Sunday the 19th, in the evening at 5:30, we have the curator, Benjamin Clark, is coming from the museum to talk about the museum and also about this particular exhibit, the ins and outs of it. So it'll be a really, really great talk. And of course, our evening programs, we always have appetizers and hors d'oeuvres, and wine, thanks to Lulu Catering and Events. So this does cost an extra fee. It's $15 for Air Museum members, $20 for the general public, and you can go on the website, or you can call 480-1836 to make reservations. Now, we still have some more Saturdays. Okay. So, on March 25th, we have Operation Hailstone, and this is all about the Caroline Islands in the South Pacific. And what happened there is the Japanese had controlled these islands since the end of World War I. Well, the Americans came in, they bombed the heck out of the islands, sunk over 100 aircraft. So fast forward, and Jacques Cousteau went undersea and did a whole program on it, and he calls the Caroline Islands the best sunken shipwreck diving area in the world.
And now, wait a minute. They sunk 100 ships or 100 aircraft?
They sunk 100 aircraft.
Well, where were they?
It was on the island, so they're undersea.
Oh,
they're in the water. Because
okay.
They shot them out of the air.
Gotcha.
Anyway, shot them out of the air, and they're all in the sea. So the presenter is going to talk about why this is such a good sunken wreck diving experience.
As only Jacques Cousteau could have shown it, right?
Yeah, but obviously this isn't, I mean, the presenter is not related to Cousteau.
But still, yeah. When I've never heard, I've seen a lot of Cousteau specials and everything. Yeah. This is, the Air Museum's always got something new.
We sure do. And then the following, the following Saturday, of course, is April 1st. And even though it's April Fool's Day, we will have a program. And it'll be a program about the first Hellcat Ace. Because, you know, we do have the Grumman cats there, so we have a Hellcat in our Pacific hangar. And so this program is all about Hamilton McWharton and I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, who was the first ace in a Hellcat. And he continued, he became an ace with his fifth shooting down of an enemy aircraft in 1943, and then he went on to down seven more, making him a double ace. Yay. Anyway, so that'll be this is the true story, and that's on Saturday, April 1st. So we've got a lot going on. We're open every day from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Right now, our gala is behind us. So come on out, because there's always something new. We've got the F-117. We've got, you know, the other four hangars. We have over 91,000 square feet of climate-controlled space and over 70 airframes on the property, inside and out.
I thought of you the other day because on DirecTV, I taped the Tuskegee Airmen, that movie that I love.
Oh, which the original from the 1980s, right, on HBO?
Yes.
Tuskegee Airmen with Lawrence Fishburne.
Yes.
That is such a great, great film.
And I have it on my, you know, on my DirecTV. I just watch it and cry. I don't put my makeup on when I know I'm going to watch that. If you haven't seen that, Joey Pals, will you show it again at the Air Museum?
Well, we didn't.
What did you and I see? We saw something.
Yeah. So the program, the Tuskegee Airmen, which is on HBO, mm-hmm. With Lawrence Fishburne, was written and produced by several Tuskegee Airmen.
Yes.
And
Rusty Burns.
Well, Rusty Burns was one of them. And Wilson, I forget, Robert Wilson, maybe. His wife is Doris. Anyway, they all together, the Tuskegee Airmen Foundation, funded it and paid for it and produced it. Then in 2012, George Lucas made The Red Tails,
yes,
which was a big Hollywood movie flushed out about the Tuskegee Airmen, which, you know, did great, wonderful on the big screen. And Rusty Burns and other Tuskegee Airmen were asked for, were consultants, right.
Is he still alive?
No, Rusty died. He died within the last year.
Yes.
And they had a memorial for him at the Air Museum. Yeah. Now he's gone.
That was a wonderful, wonderful movie, Joey Pals. Yeah. Come over to my house. I'll screen it for you. No makeup.
Yeah, but it's called The Tuskegee Airmen, mm-hmm. And it's an HBO film. And I believe it was produced in the late 80s, early 90s.
Pretty authentic, too.
Well, it's very, very authentic. And it says the story more concisely than does The Red Tails. And therefore, because it is more concise and shorter, it's more emotionally riveting. So, the Air Museum, Palm Springs Air Museum, 760-778-6262. It's located 745 North Gene Autry Trail in Palm Springs. It's a 5-minute drive from the airport, but no, you can't get to the airport from the Air Museum.
Even though it looks like you should be able to. And all these wonderful things that Anne told you about, they're all on the website.
And we do sell Warbird rides. And so we have everything from the C-47, which is $195, or no, $125, up to taking a ride in the P-51, the racehorse of the sky.
That's in the movie.
Yeah.
That's in the Tuskegee Airmen movie.
Oh, yeah, the P-51s with the red tails were the planes that the Tuskegee Airmen flew to accompany the B-17s. As they did their bombing raids over Germany and Italy.
Bless your heart.
I love you.
Thank you for being here.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey Pals. ACT Tours remind you there are 7 days in a week, someday isn't one of them. Doesn't that sound like Steve Canold? Travel the world while you can with ACT. This Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all seven continents, which I can name, at prices you can afford. Go with a company that you can trust that has been there, done that. Go with me to Dubai in March. Phone 322-1247 or visit act-tours.com. for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. AIM Mail Center, A-I-M, aimmailcenters.com. The phone number is 416-3399. They're at 1775 East Palm Canyon Drive, and they're closed on Sundays. Here are some of their services. Passport photos and renewals, that's important. Rubber stamps, they can make you a customized one. Greeting cards and full service printing, to name just a few. Okay, Joey pals, here she comes, down from the mothership. Dana Haynes, astrologyworldnews.com. This year, starting on February 18th, the Aquarius sun sign ends and the sign of Pisces begins. For the rest of the month, Aquarians may find they have to pay more attention to finances. It may seem the dollar goes out as fast as it comes in. One minute you're on top of the world, the next worrying about bills. As for Pisces, the remaining days of February keep you busy professionally. Money improves. Oh, I want to be a Pisces. Don't blow the budget if you have one. Pisces are now entering a two-year cycle in which you become more spiritually tuned in to your own psychic awareness. Learn to trust your instincts, not your emotions. Check with Dana for your own particular horoscope. Desert Water Agency, DWA.org, reminds you, current water restrictions include no sprinklers during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. Go to dwa.org/save. Need help paying your water bill? Go to dwa.org/H2O. DWA has grass removal funding for low-income households. Go to dwa.org/grass. Lalo Visions, that's L-A-L-O Visions.com. Happy birthday this week to Lalo. He's a 17er. Connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the week holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted spiritual consultant at 401-1810 or visit that website for more information. Great gift idea. You'll thank me. The Palm Springs Aerial Tramway, pstramway.com. Mount San Jacinto and the PS Aerial Tram have snow. Guests can expect over 15 inches for sledding, building a snowman, and fun through the month. Tickets are available for purchase upon arrival on a first-come, first-served basis. To check the latest weather forecast, go to pstramway.com/tram-cam. That's fun. pstramway.com/tram-cam. The Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theaters, home of the best popcorn in the valley. The website is psculturalcenter.org. Pick from these things on their menu. Get it? Get it? Soulful Sundays with Keisha D. Every Sunday, 5 to 7:30 p.m. in the VIP lounge. Monday, Mon Petit Salon with Jeremy Levi. Every Monday, 5 to 7:30 p.m. in the VIP lounge. Tuesdays, Jazz on the Second Floor with Leanna and the Jazz Collection every Tuesday, 5 to 7:30 p.m. in the VIP lounge. And Tuesdays, Coachella Valley Philharmonic Society Chamber Series, bi-weekly at 7 p.m. in Theater 3. Check everything, as I said, psculturalcenter.org. Tomorrow, Studio One Forever, we're going to visit with Michael. And Michael, they'll be our talk of stars. Until then, be well and all the best. We'll be right back.